This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is promising to continue to help evacuate Americans and vulnerable Afghans from Kabul up until the very end. This despite ongoing threats to the airport, including an overnight rocket attack claimed by Islamic State's Afghanistan branch. Pentagon officials Monday said they had no intention of stopping what is being described as the largest airlift the U.S. military has ever conducted, even as the August 31st deadline for evacuation quickly approaches. The White House and Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people had been evacuated. That includes more than 5,000 Americans that have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan earlier in August. Officials said another 1,200 or so people flew out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights over the past 24 hours. The U.S. military is also investigating reports of civilian casualties after it conducted an airstrike on Sunday that it said eliminated what it called an imminent ISIS-K threat to Hamid Karzai International Airport. ISIS-K is another name for the Afghanistan branch of Islamic State. U.S. Central Command spokesperson Captain Bill Urban said the results of the airstrike were still being assessed and that secondary explosions, quote, may have caused additional casualties. According to reporting in the New York Times, the drone strike or the secondary explosions killed as many as 9 civilians, among them children. You can follow the process, that story and all our stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Strong winds and rain from Tropical Storm Ida swept through parts of U.S. southern states on Monday after leaving a trail of destruction, flooding, and power outages in Louisiana. Ida was a Category 4 hurricane when it made landfall on a barrier island of Louisiana on Sunday. It remained a Category 4 with winds as high as 240 kilometers per hour for hours on Sunday as it hovered near New Orleans, knocking out power to the entire city. One death has been reported so far. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he expects the death toll to increase considerably, to use his word, as search and rescue efforts continue. He said there remains a lot of debris, downed power lines, downed trees, and standing water that are hindering rescue efforts in the hardest hit communities. More than 1 million households in and around New Orleans are left without electricity, and authorities say it could be days or even weeks before power is fully restored. The top U.S. infectious disease expert told news network CNN on Sunday there could be up to 100,000 new COVID-19 deaths in the United States by the end of the year. But the situation, while entirely predictable in his words, is also entirely preventable. Those are quotes from Dr. Anthony Fauci. He said the United States has the wherewithal to avoid the fulfillment of his prediction. He added the problem is the 80 million people in the country who aren't vaccinated. The European Union has recommended that its 27 nations reinstate restrictions on tourists from the United States. That's because of rising coronavirus infections. The decision by the European Council to remove the U.S. from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel reverses the advice it offered in June. The bloc had recommended lifting restrictions on U.S. travelers before the summer tourism season. The guidance is non-binding, though, and U.S. travelers should expect a collection of different travel rules across the continent. Urged by the U.S., Israel's defense minister has held talks with the Palestinian president. It's the first high-level meeting between the two sides in years. The talks took place in Ramallah in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Sunday's meeting between Benny Gantz and Mahmoud Abbas signaled a possible shift after the near-complete breakdown in communication between Abbas and Israeli leaders in recent years. That rift had opened under former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline policy toward the Palestinians, backed by former President Donald Trump. Both countries now have new leaders in place. President Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met in Washington last week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.